the fifth chapter of the laws of Yivam Chlitza and the
Dal.
Haysa Ksuba Salmanif, it was the Ksuba of a widow. The form is as follows. How so and so, the widow, if it is the Ksuba of a divorcee, the form is so and so the divorcee. Similarly, if she was once a captive, the form is so and so formerly a captive woman, in order that a Kayan should not end up marrying her. The case of Yavina Lachim Marachi Kasa Zuzi Meya Diinan Mizuzi Kaspoi Tresu Palga the Zuzi Lachi. The form in these cases is, and I give you the price of 100 Zuz equal to 12.5 silver Zuz, as fitting unto you, because it, by only by a psula is it a ksuba of 200, but by these it's all a ksuba of 100, which comes out half of the, before came out 25 Zuz, silver Zuz, now it comes out 12.5. Amir Hekesh, a case and get Yavamin in writing the Chlitza or a Ksubas Yavamin or a Ksuba for a Yavam, Mishaitet Makam Absukim, Shasa Lichtav Shalosh Tevis Blay Shittet. So then the verses from the Chumash have to be overlined, because a person's not allowed to write three words from Torah without overlining, and you have Me'en Yavamin, you have different places where you have whole psukim mentioned. The yavama shechotz mutesi nasa b'yem chlitzasa, a yavama who has performed chlitza could be married on the very day of her chlitza, she'enich letzis ad shetashem tishim yem, because she did not perform the chlitza anyways until 90 days were up. And the whole waiting period is 90 days. Perkei, alocha alfa, yavama shenasim la yavam will get kisses. If you have a case of a yavam who gave a regular get to his sister-in-law, Pasla, he has thus disqualified her. Upasla Sarah Love, and he has disqualified the co-wives from marrying him, Valsharach and all the other brothers. Shenasik Misha Cholatzla, because it's as if he gave a chlitza. Veina get male be Yavam al Medivrayim. And the get does not help in the case of a widowed sister-in-law, only according to the scribes. Helva get Megarish Eshes Ish. Being that normally it affects the divorcement of a married woman, so we said it helps midrabanan, but really midrais it doesn't help at all over here. Chol get shapesel isha min akuna, and any get which would disqualify one's wife from marrying a kain, pesel sivimta min ayibam, it disqualifies his sister-in-law from yibam, ve'en mutes lezaad sheyachotzla, however she cannot marry a stranger until a ger v'chlitza. Hamaymer, which we had explained in the earliest chapters, is the verbal declaration. Although it does not make a complete acquisition with the Yavama, and it does not make a complete Eishasish until they have relationship together, she requires a get from the Yavam, and she cannot marry a stranger only through chlitza. Ketzad, now the Rambam explains how. If a Yavim made a verbal declaration concerning his sister-in-law, however he does not want to have relations with her, he has to write a get, because she has become engaged to him. However, that's not enough. He has to give a submit to chlitza, in order to make her permitted to exchange it. Because the only way that a Yavama could become permitted to exchange is either through after she had relations with the Yavam, or Acha Chlitza, or after she performed Chlitza. However, a get puts her in the status of making her forbidden, disqualified to the Yavam. However, Veinu Matila Zohar, it does not make her permitted to Zohar, and Maimer in a Kenaba Kinyan Gama Kameya Bila. And Maimer is not verbal declaration alone, it does not constitute a complete acquisition as does when they would have relationship together. Halacha Dal, Nasan Maimer Li Yavim Tevachazer Vinasan Getla Maimori. What happens if the Yavim made a verbal declaration concerning his sister-in-law and then changed his mind and gave her a get? And the Maimer Masha Asa Hare Bitla Vahutra. So then we say that the get is Mevato of the Maimer. However, the Rambam says Yerli Shalei Hutra El Ola Echav, that she can only now go marry the Yavim's brothers. However, to the Yavim, the one who originally gave the get, to her it's his asa, al tegzera. Halacha, hey, nasan get lezikasi. What happens if v'leila mamori? If his get retracts the tie, al zika we had explained before is a tie to Yavim, but not his verbal declaration. Pasal lo al shar achin k'mesha b'yarnu. So it renders her ineligible to the Yavim and to all the other brothers, as we have explained in Halacha Aleph. V'tzricha get l'maymar v'chlitzu l'atir l'zor. And she needs a get from the verbal, get because of the verbal declaration, and she needs chlitzu to make her permitted to marry a stranger. Hamaymishan nitin l'yavam v'tchila v'lay kodme dover achav v'lay nasa achav dover achav el shabalai says that now the Rambam is explaining the right process. If a verbal declaration by the Yavam dealing with the sister-in-law was neither preceded nor followed by any other act except that he had relations with her, so then we say this is considered a valid declaration. V'im kodme get a chalitza bein mi Yavam zeh bein mi Yavam acher bein ba bein b'tzarasa. However, if it was preceded by a get or by chlitza, whether from this yavam or from another one, whether to this yavam or to her co-wife, or v'cheinim kidamte bila b'tzarasa bein mimenu bein me'echav, or else if either this yavam or another brother had relations with the co-wife, or else another case, Shinasa Achav get echlitza bein ba bein betzosa. Afterwards, there was given a get echlitza, whether to the yavam or to a co-wife, bein mimenu, whether from this yavam or from any other brothers, eshabalai nasa maimer achal etzarasa. Or else, if the yavam had intercourse with the co-wife, or if he made a verbal declaration to the co-wife, whether him or another brother, eshinasan la echav maimer acher, or if after he gave a verbal declaration, another brother made another verbal declaration concerning the same sister-in-law, a bala, or if he had intercourse with her, then we say areza nikra maimer pasul. This is considered a defective declaration. Bein amaimer shekadmu amaisim elu bein amaimer shenis acher acher. Whether it's dealing with the declaration which was preceded by any of these actions or followed by any of them, would make it a maimer pasul. Ketzad, example. Nasan get a cholitzli yavimte. If the yavim gave a get to his sister-in-law or submitted to chlitza, v'chazav nasan maimer la ele tzarasa, and then he went and he made a verbal declaration concerning her or to her co-wife, bein hu bein echav, whether he made her a brother, Eshabal Yavimtai, or if he had relations with his the Yavama, Enasim LaMaimer, and or he gave a verbal declaration, Chazin Nasim LaMaimer Achlet Tzarasa Bein Hu Bein Achav, and then either him or his brother went to the co-wife and gave a verbal declaration to her, Osh Nasim LaMaimer Yavimtai, or if he made a verbal declaration concerning his Yavama, Chazin Achav Nasim LaMaimer Achav, and then his brother went and to the same co-wife, the same woman gave also a verbal declaration of Bala or had relations with her. So Reza Maimer Pasul, this is all these cases are considered a defective Maimer, Bein HaMaimer Rishon, Bein HaMaimer Achron, whether dealing with the first declaration or the second one. This seventh case we really explained while we were explaining the sixth case, the seventh halacha. Nimtzes leimer, it comes out that you learn shamaimer bein shekadmu maimer acher get echlitzei bila bein shekadma maimer acher ne'ela areza maimer pasul. That when we're dealing with a verbal declaration, whether it's preceded or followed by another declaration, or by a get, or by chlitzo, or by intercourse, all these things would cause it to be a defective maimer. Chutz min aneisim maimer ubal bila acher maimer shezui kolchasa. Except in the case that the same Yavam, after giving a verbal declaration, follows it up by nothing else but by having relations with this Yavama, then it's done the right way. Habila Shabal Ayavam es Yavim Tetchila Yacham Amayabay, V'lekadma Dava Acha, Nikris Bila Ksheir, which we just explained that the intercourse which is performed by the Yavam with his sister-in-law at the outset or following his verbal declaration to her and not preceded by any other things, so then it's called a bilok shera. Although the first part of the halacha, which he says that intercourse which was done at the outset, that means even if there wasn't maimer, although there should be maimer, but because minatera bia alone is enough. It's just that the Seifim said you shouldn't be Mekadosh with bia without having maimer. So then it's considered bilok shera v'im kodmim maimer me'achav. However, if it was preceded by a verbal declaration by his brother, a get bein mimena, bein me'achav, or by a divorce, whether from him or from his brother, bein ba, bein b'tzelsa, whether to her or to the co-wife, or if it was preceded by a verbal declaration to the co-wife, whether from him or from the brother, then the intercourse itself is considered a defective one. That means it did not make the acquisition. Halacha yud ha-chlitza, shechelitz ha-yavim li-vim t'tchila, if there was chlitza which was performed by the sister-in-law to the yavim, if he submitted it from the outset, if it wasn't preceded by anything, is considered a chlitza mula, a good chlitza. If kadme get a maimer bein miyavim zeh bein miechav bein bo bein b'tzos, however, if it was preceded by a get or by a verbal declaration, whether from this yavim or from a brother, whether to this woman or to the co-wife, then it's called a chlitza p'schusa, a imperfect chlitza. And in halacha yud beis, I'll explain what's the status of the woman by an imperfect chlitza. Because even if it was only preceded by maimer, being you need a get to the maimer, so therefore the chlitz is considered imperfect. If you have a case of several sister-in-laws from one household, once one of them either had intercourse in the proper manner with one of the yavams, or received chlitza from one of them, so then they all become permitted to marry strangers. And the tie between them and the yavam has fallen off. And nivla achas and bila psula. However, if one of them had intercourse with the yavam which was defective, which he explained in halacha test, what's considered a bila psula? Eish nasla maim apostle. He gave a verbal declaration which was possible. Nasu kulam li yivam. So they all are forbidden to marry the yavam. Vetzicha get zush nivla eish nasla maim. And This woman who had the bia psula needs a get from the yavam. V'tzicha chlitza, and in brackets you have kol achas men latil mazon. All of them need chlitza to make them permitted to a stranger. She'ein zika sayibim mistalekas v'bilo b'chusa, because the tie that's between the woman and the yavam does not fall off with a intercourse which is considered inferior, not perfect. Halachi beis nechlitza achas men chlitza b'chusa. If one of them performed a chlitza which was imperfect, hutuli nasa lezorza asher nechlitza. So that one who performed the chlitza is permitted to marry a stranger. Avol tzarasa asura achetachlitz gam hi. However, the co-wife is forbidden to marry a stranger until she also performs chlitza. Ache yachlitza kol achim lishena shenechlitza achlitza b'chusa, or until all the brothers of the dead husband go through the chlitza ceremony with the woman who had performed the imperfect chlitza. Shein chlitza b'chusa misalekas zikas yibim mibayizah, because a imperfect chlitza does not move off the tie of yibim, which is from this house, ashatachs al kol ha'achim le'achatachlitz kol ha'achasmen, until either the sister-in-law goes back and performs chlitza for all the brothers, or until each of the sister-in-laws perform chlitza. Halacha yudgim, kol yavama shnivla liyavama, bein bila ksheh, bein bila psula. Any yavama that had intercourse with the yavam, whether it was a kosher one or not, afilu bala achas shecholitza, even if they had relations after he submitted to chlitza, bein hu, bein echav, bein l'shum ishus, bein l'shum yavamus, whether he had intercourse with her, or the brother had, whether it was for the purpose of regular marriage, or if it was for the purpose of yibam marriage, afilu bal tzaras achas shebal bilok shera, or even if this same yavam had intercourse with the co-wife after he had intercourse with the first yavama in a kosher way, bein hu bein achav, whether it was done by him or a brother, reza tzicha get, the woman needs a get, shereid nasas eshes ish bibila, because through intercourse she becomes a eshes ish, and kedushin would be tapis by chai ve'asei, and for sure by shniyas. Then the Rambam continues, "Ochein kol yivamish nitin lo maimer bein maimer kosh bein maimer pasul." Same halacha applies universally to every yivamer who receives a verbal declaration, whether it was a good one or not. Areza tzricha get ne'maimer, she needs to come on to get to absolve her from the maimer. K'meshviyan, as we have explained, v'achakach yosir isa maimer, and then afterwards the prohibition which was created by the declaration is removed. Fire Marnu, we have already previously explained in Halacha Aleph, she'ena get eicha yivam edchia gemur, that a get does not make a complete severance with a yivam, v'chein amayim eina keina bar kinyan gamur, and a verbal declaration does not make a complete kinyan. Avala bila keina kinyan gamur, however, what does make a complete kinyan is intercourse lachlitza deicha, said dchia gemur. And what makes a complete severance between the Yavama and the Yavim is Chlitza. Lafikach get acha get b'Yavama. Therefore, if in this case, if one get followed another, a maimacha maimer mail, and if there was one verbal declaration after another, it would also help. Avol bila acha bila v'chlitza acha chlitza ein acha ein mail is klum. However, if it was a case of, on the other hand, of one intercourse after another, or one chlitza after another, the second one doesn't do anything, v'chein get a chlitza acha abila einakum. And similarly, to give the woman a get, or chlitza after the intercourse is nothing. Now in the next halacha teslov, the Rambam will give examples of the case. What does it mean, a maimer after a maimer? Is it the same person doing it, or a second brother? Case an example. Yavim shenasin get leivimte. If the Yavim gave a get to his wife, chazav nasin get letzrasin, then he went and gave a second get to the co-wife, hazeh asa b'krev estein, he becomes forbidden on the relatives of both of them. Like the din of any relatives of the divorcee. V'chein shnei Yavim, same halach applies with two Yavim, two brothers. Shenasin shnei gitin leivam ha'achazeh ha'chazeh, that one of them gives a get after the other to the same Yavimah, Hareza Kigusha Shneim, she becomes like divorced to both of them. Shneim Asim B'Krei V'Seva Echem Yom Chelitz, and they're both forbidden in her relatives, and one of them has to submit to Chlitza with her. Although the Chlitza is a puzzle, but she doesn't need Chlitza from both of them. V'cheinim Nasan Get Li Yivimte, V'chazim Nasan Echav Get Li Tzirasa. The same law applies if he gave a get to his Yivam, and his brother went and gave a get to the co-wife. Each one is forbidden in the relatives of the ones who he divorced. And the same halacha applies to one verbal declaration after another, as we've explained, that she needs that if one brother gave a maimon, then the second one gave maimon to the same woman, or to the second co-wife, so she needs a get from both of them, and she would need chlitza from one of them. However, Yavim shechalot the Yavimta. However, a case of, on the other hand, if the Yavim submitted to Chlitza from the Yavama, v'chaz v'chalot the Tzeras, and then he went and submitted to Chlitza from the co-wife, bein hu bein echav, whether he submitted a second time or his brother did, chen shnei Yavam shechalot the Zerachazel Yavamach, same halacha applies with two brothers who submitted one after another to Chlitza from the same Yavama, ein chlitza achein aklum, the second chlitza is nothing, ve'ein achelitza sabacheina asa b'krevesa, and the one who submitted to chlitza the second time is not, does not become forbidden in her relatives, because chlitza is like get, which would make forbidden in the relatives. However, being the second one is nothing, so therefore it doesn't become forbidden. Because the second time, it's as if he submitted to chlitza by any other woman who's not bound to him by ties of yibum, that it means nothing. Same halacha applies. If the yavim has intercourse with his yavam, and then whether him or his brother gave her chlitza or to her co-wife, the chlitza is nothing. because after intercourse, then he'd have to give a complete get to get rid, to dismiss it. Chaynim chaza echav v'nasin get la'i l'tzaras, the same law applies if after Reuven had intercourse with his wife, if Shimon would go and give her a get, or to a co-wife, it's nothing. Chaza echav v'nasin la'mayma ebal. Similarly, if the second brother gave her a verbal declaration or had intercourse with her after the first brother did la'yasa kum, it's nothing. Because once the first brother had intercourse with her, so automatically it made a complete kinyan. And when it's a case of chayvei asei or shnius, the second kedushin could be tefes. But by inyan of eishasish, the second kedushin would not be tefes. However, if he went and gave a verbal declaration to the co-wife, or if he had intercourse with the co-wife, Sicha get me menu kameshi bianu, then she would have to obtain a get from him, as we have explained. In this last case, although he had relations with his first wife, and then he had relations with the tsarasa, but being it's only a chayv yaseh, because the whole issue is, it says yavama yavala to her and not to her co-wife, so being it's a chayv yaseh, kedushin would be tefes. So she'd need a get. Halach yitzan, shnei yivam she yavam u shnei yivamis, habayis mi bay sachad, delay neidem mi yavam tchil. If you have a case as follows, you have two yavam, two men who went through the marriage of yibam with two sister-in-laws belonging to the same house, and you don't know who performed the yibam first. So now the problem is as follows, shnei yitzan beget, because you're supposed to only build up one house. So they both have to be dismissed with a get, v'yitar lezarem, and they'll be permitted to marry strangers, v'asus le'yavam, and they'll be forbidden to the yavam who they were married to. V'fikach, therefore, Reuven shai b'yishalayim, if Reuven lived in Yishalayim, v'leishtei nashim, and he had two wives, achas ba'aku v'achas b'tzor, one was residing in Aku, the other one in Tzor, v'shimen echav ba'aku, and Shimon, his brother, he had two brothers, Shimon was in Aku, and Levi was in Tzor, the Shomash from Mesuvin, and they heard that Reuven died and he didn't have any children. Hadin Nathan Shalayabim Echanim Achivadima Asachiv. So, although each of them is in the same city with one of his wives, none of them should go be Miyabim, one of the two wives, until he knows what his brother did, Shemakadim Vivim, because maybe his brother had already preceded and it was already Miyabim one wife. And then you only build up one house of the brother, so therefore the other one can't be Miyabim. If one of them went and caught in and was miyavim first, so emitzi miyadi, we don't force him to dismiss his wife, unless we find out that his brother had already beat, if he went and was miyavim, so we don't say right away we have to, that you have to dismiss him, but if later on we find out that the brother had done it before him, then we force him to separate. Ratsa echad lachlitz kedim siyadim asa echav. If one of them wants to give chlitza right away before he finds out what his brother did, then we don't prevent him. But if one of them wants to be miyabim, then we say he should find out what the brother had done. In this last case, the Mefarshim explained the reason why we say he could give chlitza, because what are we afraid of? If the brother was miyabim, this chlitza is nothing. And even if the brother gave chalitza, so the second one didn't lose anything. Although you might be cheshus, you might be apprehensive of a case of maybe we'll find out that the first brother had already given chalitza, and then this chalitza is nothing, and she's going to go marry a Cain, and people will think that a chalitza is mutin with a Cain, and we had these problems before in Halacha Gimel Tazayin. But then they explain, being over here, we don't have any other way out of it, because even if we'll know that the first one did not give chlitza and yibim, maybe tomorrow he will give chlitza and yibim, so they'll never be able to, this woman will never be able to remarry, she'll remain a guna her whole life, and with a small chshasha maybe she'll marry a Canaan, people will find out, so we're not cheshes. Halacha yudches, yavim katan ben tisha shan v'yemecher. If you have a case of a yavim who was a minor 9 years and 1 day, for which at that time we say, if he has intercourse, it's biyase biyase kemaima bein hagadol min hagadol she'en kena kinyan gama. That's regarding the biya, and the maima, if he does a verbal declaration, so from 9 years and 1 day, so if he did it at the beginning, which we'll explain what it means in the next halach, it helps. and the apostles, the older brother from Yibam. If he gave it at the end, it's nothing. We get to chlitzah in a klumbein betchilber in b'seif, and his get or his chlitzah is nothing, whether it was done at the beginning or at the end. Now he explains in Lachy Test case. It said ben tisha sham v'yemechet shabal yivim teishnos l'mayim betchilah. If you have a case of nine years and one day, who either had relations with the Yavam or he gave her a verbal declaration, so then pasal shar achin, he made it forbidden on all the other brothers. Alva masa god amayim biyavimta. However, if the adult brother went and did gave her a verbal declaration, v'chazah ben tisha son v'yemechad, the nasan la ele tzuras amayimah, and then he went and the Yavam 9 years and one day went and gave a verbal declaration or to her or to her co-wife. So although we had learned previously that Maimah helps, however over here in this case it's Le'yasa Kum Le'pasa Achav HaGadol, he didn't do anything and he did not make a forbidden on the adult brother and he can keep a Chazir Ben Tisham V'yemechur Bala Eyal Tziyasa Achav Maimah Achav HaGadol. What happens however if the Yavam 9 years and one day didn't just give a verbal declaration after his older brother's verbal declaration, but he had relations either with her or with the co-wife. So then it makes it forbidden on the older brother as if it would be a case of two adults who gave a verbal declaration one after another, which we said that it would pass on both of them. Based on this, that the intercourse of a minor is considered like minor, the Rambam continues as follows. Ben tisham v'yemechet shabal yivimte, if he was 9 years old and one day he had relations with his yivam, v'chaz ha'echav ha'godol bala, and then afterwards his adult brother had relations with her, echolot say nasan get lay l'tzos, or the adult brother gave a chlitza, submitted a chlitza from her, or gave a get, or to her co-wife, raise a pasal a cotton, so then he makes forbidden to the cotton because it's like a case of bia achemaimer, which passes on the first one. Chenim chaza cotton ubal tzerasa. Same aloch, if this minor would go then and have relations with the co-wife, or ba echav ha'acher, or his second brother who was also 9 years and one day, would come and have relations with this first yavama, so then it would make or with the co-wife, nisla love, she becomes forbidden to him. Didn't call maimu, like the case of any time when you have one maimu after another, because by both the minors of 9 years and one day, by both of them, their B is considered a maimu, and a maimu ach a maimu passes on both of them. Ben tisha shon v'yeimechet shabal yevimte. If he was 9 years and one day when he had relations with his wife, v'higdol v'lei bala mishigdol, and then he became an adult, however he did not have relations with her once he became adult, tzicha get u'chlitza, she needs get and chlitza. Why get? She needs get because of the relations that he had with her, which was considered like a maima, and from maima you need a get. Chlitza latil lezor, and chlitza to make her permitted to a stranger, because she was never acquired with a complete acquisition through a intercourse, because his B is considered a maima. However, in Bala Mishigdal, if he had relations with her after he became adult, she would only need a get to release her like any other Yavama who, after being married, if he wants to dismiss her, she needs a get. Echad ben tisha sham v'yemechad, v'echad ben esem shana shleihevi shtei saris. Whether he's 9 years and one day, or if he's 20 years, however, if he did not bring simanim yet, Reynaldo by Simoni Saris, and he does not have signs of on him of being a Saris, which then we'd have to wait till he was 35 years old. Like we explained in the beginning of the safe of Hilchas Ishus, so then they have the same halacha. Halacha Chav Gimel Tana Shalui Lamoin V'Achresh Asaf Apishak Tushi Shtei Medivis Seifen. If you have a case of engagement of a female minor who's entitled to refuse, or if you have the engagement of a deaf mute, although both of them are midivrei seifen, k'meishav b'yayin, as we have explained previously, shnei mini kedushin, they are considered two different types of categories of engagement. K'tani yesh kedushin k'dei shlo yinagu b'minig hefker. A female minor is subject to engagement in order that people should not take liberties with her. K'dusha t'loy natchet tagdol, and then we say her her kedushin is pending until she becomes of age. However, until she becomes 12 and a half, however, a deaf mute was given, the Chacham made a subject to marriage. Why? In order that she should not remain a single girl forever. A minor, when she'd become adult, would be able to get married. Therefore, for all the co-wives who came from the same house were all minors or deaf mutes. So then the Yavin's intercourse with one of them would make them all exempt of the Zikas Yibam. The Rambam only says the Biyah would pater one all of them. However, Chlitzer, they cannot perform chlitzer. If not that they were all the same category, one all tanis or all chreshes, but one was a deaf mute, one was a minor, then the intercourse with one of them would not exempt the other one. The keta technosim. So what's how can we make it that they can remarry? We teach the minor that she should refuse in the marriage. Miyun v'kenis as chreshes, and then the yavim takes as for the Yavam who was a deaf mute, he writes to a Gashan if he wants to divorce the case to a get Achash Yavala, then he writes to a get after he has relations with her, Tutel Hazar, and then they become permitted Hazar because Chlitza they couldn't perform. The reasoning of this halach is the Gemara Yavamas explains of Kufir because we don't know which one's considered more a wife. Is it the Ktana because she'll eventually come to Das when she'll be older, or is it a chereshes, a deaf mute, because right now she's a woman who's eligible, a bas b'yigmur, that she's fit to have relations with a man. And you can't marry both of them because you could only build one house from the one family. So if one of the sister-in-laws was normal and the other one was a deaf mute, then we say that the intercourse with the normal one, or if he'd have chalitza with her, would exempt the deaf mute. However, if it was vice versa, would not exempt the normal one, because the kedushin with the deaf mute is only midivrei seifim. Same halacha would apply with two sister-in-laws, one who's a gdela and one who's a minor, that the intercourse of the chalitza with the older one would exempt the younger one. However, with the younger one would not exempt the older one. Halacha chavav, the case is as follows. If both sister-in-laws are minors, and we know a minor can refuse just like she could refuse her husband. So if the Yavim had intercourse with one of them, and then him and his brother went and had an intercourse with the other co-wife, so then the second intercourse does not make the first one ineligible to the Yavim. Rather, what we do is as follows. We say that the other sister-in-law should be taught that she should refuse her second the Yavim, and then the first one who he had relations with could remain the wife. And the Mefarshim explained that we could also have that he could give a get to the second one, but then it would be the second one would be forbidden to Kayin. But if we say that she should just use her power of miyun refusal, so miyun does not pass a woman from kahuna. In Halach of Zayin, the case is followed. The Ram says the same halach would apply with a minor and with a deaf mute, that if the Yavim first had relations with the minor and then either him or his brother had relations with the deaf mute, so the second relation does not pass over the Ktana, and the Cheresh just needs a get, because the Bia's Ktana, the relation with the Ktana is better than the Bia with the deaf mute, because the Ktana eventually, when she'll become a Gdela, will be a complete kedushin, and therefore he should keep the Ktana who he had relations with first. However, if he first had relations with the deaf mute, and then either him or his brother had relations with the Ktana, then the second relationship does pass the first one with the Chreshes, and we teach the Ktana that she should refuse, and the Chreshes goes out with her get. The Ravid argues and says that you gaze the one case on the other, and even in the first case, the Chreshes, if he had to be with the Chreshes laid on, it would pass the Ktana. In Chavtesef, you have as follows. You have one of the women was a normal one, and one of them was a deaf mute. So then if the Yavim first had relations with the Pikachas, and then either him or his brother had relations with the deaf mute, so the second bee does not pass the one of with the normal woman, and the Cheresh needs a get, because Kedushin HaTepes by Chayve Asay. However, if he first had relations with the Chereshes, and then either him or his brother had relations with the normal one, so then the second be apostles the first one, and the Chereshes needs a get. And the pikachas needs a get and chlitza get because of the bia and chlitza to pater from the zikas yibum. In the last halach, if you have the two wives, one co-wives, one was a gdela and one was a ktanis, and he had relations with the gdela, and then either him or his brother had relations with the ktanis, so we say the second one does not pass the gdela, and we teach the ktanis that she should use her power of miyun. However, if he first had relations with the ktan, and then either him and his brother had relations with the gdela, so then we teach the ktan again that she should be mimayin, and he could keep the gdela because the relationship with the gdela is kena kinyan gama be with the gdela. And even in this case, the guy would not argue that, and he'd also be made that you teach the ktan that she should be mimayin in order to be mekayim the mitzvahs of yibum with the gdela, which is minatela.